probably the last person to want to interfere with the work of those people who cover the history of the Hill and the Congress, especially the photographers. But I would also hope that you'd be able to do this in such a way that it's respectful of senators who are going to have to be able to ask questions. And today, the committee welcomed Sarah Taylor. Until recently, she was the White House political director. She's accompanied by her attorney, Neil Eggleston. We've made an exception here so that she can have him at the witness table with her and to provide her with his advice and counsel. In April, Senator Spector and I wrote to Ms. Taylor asking for her cooperation with the committee's investigation. We did not hear back from her. Since then, she has left the White House. We scheduled this hearing to learn more about the role White House political operatives played in the unprecedented firing of a number of U.S. attorneys who have been appointed by the President. I had a chance to meet with Ms. Taylor and her attorney just before this hearing. I thank her for appearing. I share with her my hope that she will cooperate with us by testifying to the best of her knowledge and information. Of course, that choice is hers. I point out to Ms. Taylor that I believe very strongly that law enforcement should be above politics. The effective law enforcement, in which the American people can have confidence, requires its independence from partisan political activities. Nobody, from the cop on the beat to the prosecutor, should have to wonder whether they have to use a political litmus test before they prosecute somebody for wrongdoing. But that's what appears to have been compromised in this purge and by the signal it's sent to federal prosecutors around the country. There's clear evidence that Ms. Taylor, a top aide to Karl Rove, was among the staffers who played a key role in these firings, and the administration's response to cover up the reasons behind them when questions first arose. But the White House continues to cover up the facts and the reasons for the firing. Now, Ms. Taylor's lawyer informed us last week that she'd like to cooperate with our investigation. I hope she will. The White House lawyers have resorted to an unprecedented blanket assertion of executive privilege. I say unprecedented blanket. I've been here with six administrations, Republican and Democratic. I've never heard of such a blanket assertion of executive privilege. I didn't even hear it during President Nixon's term. And we're seeking to they are seeking to interfere with the obligations of Ms. Taylor to testify. And the White House is seeking to prevent other witnesses and the Republican National Committee from providing information requested by this committee and by the House Judiciary Committee. Of course, this belated blanket claim of executive privilege belies the initial reaction of the White House and of the President himself to minimize his involvement and the involvement of Karl Rove in these matters. And this follows, I believe, the pattern we saw that culminated in the conviction of Mr. Libby for obstruction of justice, perjury, and lying in another matter. Makes us ask the question, what is the White House trying to hide? And why would it interfere in Ms. Taylor's testifying if, as her lawyer says, she wishes to cooperate? From the outset of this scandal, the President has spoken about the firing of U.S. attorneys as if it were a matter handled and decided by the Attorney General and something Mr. Gonzalez would have to explain to Congress and the American people. The President was hands off and at arm's length. Are we now to understand, when the White House claims of executive privilege, that these were decisions made by the President? That's a direct contradiction of the President's earlier statements that he was not responsible for the scandal, for the firing of such well-regarded and well-performing U.S. attorneys, apparently in some instances for partisan political purposes and to affect elections. When we had the Attorney General testify under oath, He did not know, according to his testimony, who added U.S. attorneys to the list of those to be fired, or the reasons there at the bottom of what was gone on and gone wrong and corrected. Senator Spector.